Hot 93.7, it's Corliss joining you on the Hot Morning Show with our Pet of the Week, sponsored by Trinity Veterinary Hospital. We've got Mary Dickey here from the Animal Welfare in Stillwater. Hi, Mary. You've been busy here lately?
Hi, good morning. Yes, we have been busy.
Good. We were just talking about a lot of animals in the shelter right now, right?
Right. I said it was hard to pick who we were going to feature this week because we also have puppies
and right.
many others.
Right. So, of course, if the dog that we've got for our pet of the week today isn't quite what you think you need in your home right now, that's okay because you can go check out Animal Welfare anytime. When are you guys open?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and you can also look at our animals when we're closed and the Humane Society is open.
Oh, great. See? So everybody kind of works together over there over on Main Street. But today we want to feature Marcus, which I am just calling the floof because he is just a big floof. That's what he is. And what do you believe his mixes are?
Okay, well, he's definitely part Great Pyrenees. Mm-hmm. And he has the back dew claws, but he looks more like an Alaskan Malamute. You can see both breeds in him. He's really big and he's really fluffy.
Really big, really fluffy. Probably really loves hugs, I would assume.
He is. He's. I was telling you that he had evidently been some kind of neighborhood dog where he was found. Uh-huh. And so we don't know if anybody's ever brought him inside other than he did walk right in on a leash. So maybe he has been in before. But he's been mainly inside the last that we knew of. And they said he loved all the neighborhood children.
Oh,
so we know good. He likes kids.
Good. So very easy going social dog. Well, we love to have Marcus here as our pet of the week. And we have to post pictures because you just wouldn't believe how insanely beautiful this dog is. I'm falling in love with him, and that's a bad thing. That's not good.
He's really pretty. He's got a really cute face.
Yes. Yeah, his markings, and he looks like a baby face, but we can tell he's a very large boy.
He's large. He is active. He's going to take somebody that some experience with dogs because he is strong.
Yeah, which is why
but
I can't.
He does walk on a leash without pulling you all over. So that's
good. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. Talk a little bit more about Marcus and the adoption process at Animal Welfare in Stillwater. Hot 93.7. It's Corliss joining you on the Hot Morning Show. And, of course, it's time for our Pet of the Week. Mary Dickey and I have been chatting about Marcus, who is looking for his forever home at the Animal Welfare here in Stillwater. And you said Marcus is young.
He
definitely needs
seems
training.
To be young, year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure if he's ever been inside, but what I said earlier is he did walk right in. Dogs that have never been inside sometimes don't want to come in the door.
Right.
So he walked right in on a leash, so maybe he has.
Mm-hmm.
Since he was a stray, we don't know a lot about him other than we were told he loves children.
Which is so good.
That's important.
We were talking about his breeds. He's probably a Pyrenees Malamute mix.
Pyrenees Malamute mix, we believe. And he's really big and really fluffy. Very, very fluffy.
Which is cute.
So he's going to need coat care because
yes.
you have to brush those out. You don't want to shave them because that ruins their undercoat protection. Actually keeps them cool in the summer,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
Some people make the mistake of shaving those breeds and usually groomers will try to tell people, no, you don't want to do this.
Right. which is great. Like that's kind of where our Pet of the Week sponsor comes in, Trinity Veterinary Hospital. Their girl over there knows everything about grooming. She's wonderful, but please don't shave your big foo-foo dogs. They may need.
They need that coat.
They need that coat. They need special care. So you can do that. And of course, Marcus is about to be neutered, right?
Right. He's not neutered yet, but mm-hmm. He is scheduled for Friday, but we could actually do it earlier if somebody came in and wanted him today. It could be done tomorrow. So.
Yeah, and when you pay an adoption fee at Animal Welfare, that takes care of spay, neuter. That takes care of shots,
right.
everything,
right.
and it goes to help another animal.
He's only $60 to adopt it, and that includes a neutering, all his vaccinations up to date, microchipping,
yeah,
and deworming, ticks and fleas.
Oh my gosh, you saying those things and I'm like, oh, I know how much all of that costs by myself.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yes,
worth
it
of
is.
Vet care and you're set to start with. It doesn't mean you don't have to take them to a vet because
right.
you do.
Right. yeah, eventually you will, but of
right.
course
you may
they come.
Put them on heartworm preventative or do, you know, have your vet check them out and make sure they don't have something else we missed.
Right.
Because it's just a, you know, they just get everything all at once that we think they might have, but
yeah.
we don't know everything that that's going on.
So. I do the heartworm shot now. So that I can't forget. It's amazing. Because I was horrible about feeding the treats. Yeah. And to be honest with you, Prudence is a little bit horrible about eating them all. So we went to the shot that you have to get every 6 months. It's amazing. I love it. So anybody needing heartworm preventative, check out that shot. We're actually going to bring Mary back in here with us. She's going to hang out just a little bit longer because we want to talk about an event coming up. So we'll be right back on the Hot Morning Show. Hot 93.7, it's Corliss, still joining you on the Hot Morning Show here with our Pet of the Week. And the reason why we're actually keeping Mary Dickey here with us a little bit longer is, obviously, Mary, you are the shelter director, right?
Right.
And you are the one in charge of all animal control in Stillwater. So tell me how Operation Catnip personally helps you and the city.
Okay, so spays and neuters for free.
Uh-huh.
Feral cats, which are cats that are unowned. Most of them are wild. And when you spay or neuter them and keep them in the colony, they don't reproduce and they keep out other strays that come up. So they kind of protect their colony area.
Yeah.
And it actually reduces the population of wild cats in Stillwater.
Yeah. So we've always said, you know, feeding the neighborhood cats and stuff, that's not a bad thing. You're not doing a bad thing. But we don't want them reproducing.
Right. If you are a cat feeder, definitely want to get involved with Operation Catnip. They loan the trap. You just trap the cat and bring it in on a Sunday morning, which is coming up this Sunday.
It's this Sunday morning, which is why we're...
Actually, at OSU, it's a shelter med area or junior surgery area. Mm-hmm. So because the students are often the ones that help spay neuter the animals, along with a lot of veterinarians from there and from the community. So there's a lot of community participation. Anybody can come help.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can actually volunteer, too. So, you don't have to just have stray cats living in your backyard. If you would like to help with this, definitely contact Operation Catnip. You can find them on Facebook at Operation Catnip Stillwater. And then they have an EDU website as well, don't they?
They do have a website.
Yeah. I know I've got all the info, actually, on our Facebook page and on our former Pet of the Weeks and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So everybody can go in, apply for a trap. It is free. Free, 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 free. This is all a free service to you in Stillwater, surrounding areas. And of course, like you said, and it helps you guys out, right?
Right. And this time of year, all the cats are breeding and reproducing. Yeah. Spaying a cat this time of year saves them from having a litter. Or if they've already had the litter, they still can come back and nurse them and take care of them.
Right. And they get their vaccinations as well, so they're healthy.
It's true.
So very, very helpful for everyone. Well, thank you, Mary, for more information, of course, on Operation Catnip. We really want people to check that out, definitely. And that's actually up on our events calendar at stillwaterradio.net now.